Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, in 2013, a game called Flappy Bird was released to be played on phones and quickly became one of the biggest games in the world, reputed to be making $50,000 a day for its creator. But 9 months after it was launched, the creator pulled the game on the basis that it was too addictive. 10 years later, it's making a comeback. Porrick Ryan from Geek Ireland joins us now. Afternoon, Porrick.
Hi, how's it going? Thanks for having me.
So, could you describe Flappy Bird? What happens in it?
Yeah, it's a really simple game to describe. You're a bird and you flap by tapping the screen and you flap up and down. You try to avoid these obstacles to get as far as you humanly can before you eventually lose. It's very, very simple, very easy to pick up.
And the graphics for it are almost kind of childish by today's standards.
Oh, very much so. Even on mobile, like, it's a very simple looking game and it's very simple playing as well.
Yeah, and but is there, even though what you describe sounds very simple, does it have a difficulty level though as well?
I think that's the main reason that it became so popular, is the difficulty ceiling was very, very high, because it's very hard to control it because it sounds very easy, but your little bird will drop very fast, like very, very quickly. And it gets harder and harder then as the screen will slide like faster and more stuff appears in front of you. It's very easy to pick up, but it's very hard to get any far.
Okay. And did that really account for its popularity or its meteoric rise to popularity?
Definitely. Because, you know, it's like I said, it's so easy to pick up that everyone was downloading it and everyone was playing it. But then it became like a competition among your friends or anyone else around you that plays. It's like anyone at work and everything that you'd be beating their high score, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It just popped off with that kind of stuff.
And so was it the case that the chap who invented the game felt it was too addictive and then just pulled it?
That was it. It was shocking to anyone that was like paying attention to it, because like you said, he was making money hand over fist with it. But it was just the addictive nature of the game that he felt was detrimental to the people that were downloading it and detrimental to, like, I don't know, probably gaming as a whole. And he just decided to pull it off his own merit, which was, it was shocking when it happened, because no one makes a game that popular and then decides that it's too addictive and pulls it down.
Game developer makes responsible decision shock.
Very shocking.
It was quite extraordinary. So how can it be, if he had made that decision 10 years ago to pull the game, how can it be relaunched? Does he not own, and what's his name, by the way, and does he not own it?
He does own it. He did own it, that's the thing. So with this new trailer, a lot of stuff isn't very much known about, like, you know, the next step for it. All we know is there's new modes and all that kind of stuff. But the caption for the YouTube trailer was that the rights were bought by a passionate group of fans of the game, bought the license from the developer whose name is now escaping me, obviously.
Okay, we'll just refer to them as the developer. That's good enough.
The Flappy Bird dev, yeah. They bought the rights off him. So he sold the rights to them to allow them to make this newer version of the game with new like characters and modes and multiplayer and stuff, 10 years after saying that the game is too addictive to be on the App Store.
Okay.
Which is where the confusion's kind of coming from.
Yeah. I mean, has he gone on to develop any other games? Is he, you know, is he now like, he's got a job in Sentra or something and needs a few bob?
With the amount of money that he made with something that was that simple, I don't think it's an issue of him needing the money. He hasn't really developed anything that, he may have developed little bits and pieces here, but nothing that was even remotely as popular as that. And he kind of dropped off Twitter and all that stuff after Flappy Bird was pulled down, because he was getting so much like vitriol thrown at him on Twitter. Like, I mean, you're on Twitter for 10 minutes, you're going to get any sort of insults thrown at you, but it was just ridiculous the amount of stuff getting thrown at him.
Even when
the game was up, just because of how difficult it was. You know how mad people can get.
Yes.
So he kind of dropped off the face of the earth. So this return or this resurgence is odd. It's more like he wanted the game to be back, but didn't want the public eye to be back on himself.
Yeah, but he may have sold it with, you know, terms and conditions in the sense of make it a bit easier or slightly less addictive, perhaps.
Yeah, you see, that's where all the kind of speculation is happening, because all we know is it's new. They're adding like characters, they're adding new modes, and they're adding multiplayer. Like, it was just the one trailer, but even sure, you see yourself with all the talk that's happening just from a little trailer, there's a lot of attention on it already.
Yeah, but given it's 10 years later and games are far more sophisticated, is it possible that it could achieve the popularity it had before, or it'll be still a bit nichey?
The thing about games and developing games, like any game developer is striving for, is a 10 to 20 second loop of gameplay that's satisfying enough to repeat ad nauseum. So like, if you can nail a 10 to 15 second gameplay loop to the point where players don't even notice that this 10 second loop is happening again and again and again, you're golden. So something that's really, really simple that already has like a name behind it has the opportunity to be incredibly popular. But I think just the timing of when the initial game came out, coupled with the kind of competition aspect behind it, helped it just explode. So I think that the game, depending on how they, you know, how they launch it or anything like that, they still have the option to mess it up by like charging too much or anything for it. Mm. It has the opportunity to be really, really big, but I would be skeptical as to it being as big as it was back then, because gaming is after exploding like massively in the last 10 years even. So there's so many more options that even on your phone, like you can play full Xbox games on your phone now with Game Pass and stuff like that. So there's other options around, but like, you know, the popularity of the name behind it is definitely going to help it out.
And in the original iteration, did people pay for it?
I believe it was a paid app, but it was either a paid app or there were ads, because it's been so long now that I remember it being ads, but I could be wrong. But the thing that was weird about it was when it was pulled, people were paying for like, or people were putting their phones with Flappy Bird installed up on eBay for like stupid amounts of money, like a grand or something for an old battered iPhone that has Flappy Bird installed because it was so hard to get. And then there were all these like phones and things that never quite got it. But I believe the reason it was so popular was it was either 99 cent or it was ad supported.
Right. Okay. So in either event, it wouldn't have been that expensive. And I suppose in those days,
that's what helped it. Like it was easy enough to just pick up.
Have these people who bought the rights and are going to relaunch it, have they given a date as to when they might do it?
No, there's a tentative 2025 date in the trailer. But as anyone who follows games in the last couple of years would probably know, that 2025 date could change very, very quickly into TBC 2026 or anything like that. I'm not even sure they were expecting the amount of eyes that were on like a resurgence of a mobile game from 10 years ago to be like as big as it is right now.
Yeah.
All we know is 2025.
Yeah. And they call themselves the Flappy Bird Foundation Group. Would they have much money? You'd wonder if it's just a group of fans.
Passionate fans can move mountains when they're put together for stuff like this. But I'm wondering if your man sold the rights for that much. Like maybe considering he wanted rid of the game 10 years ago, there's a good chance that he just wanted the name away from him. Like he just, here, take it. I don't want, stop talking about Flappy Bird, leave me alone kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Gosh.
And if they didn't have money then, there's a good chance they'll have a fair bit of after the app launches.
It's true. Porrick, thanks very much for talking with us today. That was Porrick Ryan there from Geek Ireland. One texter says, the Flappy Bird developer had a change of heart. Most sell out in the end. Look at Jamie Oliver releasing a new line of frozen ready-made meals after he preached for years about cooking from scratch. Money talks.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.